When it rains, it pours. In 2019, Prevent plant acres were 3.9 million in South Dakota and 850,000 acres in North Dakota. As of July 31st, 2020, North Dakota has over 2.5 million Prevent plant acres, and South Dakota has over 1.2 million reported to the Farm Service Agency. That's why NDFB Director of Public Policy, Pete Hannibut, says this flexibility is certainly welcome.
They may get some value out of this, and so if they can use it to turn some profitability either through cows or through selling that, using that cover crop elsewhere, it's just another tool in the toolbox for them to manage an odd year.
USDA made this same decision to move up the haying and grazing date last year. However, the announcement came 2 months sooner in June 2019. While the North Dakota Stockmen's Association appreciates the flexibility, President Dan Rohrvig says permanent change is needed.
Even this September date, you know, would be a lot more beneficial if we knew that that was going to be the case in previous May and June, so producers could really make a plan. In the last couple of years, we've had to just sit and wait and watch the wheels of politics grind through this thing, so there was a lot of uncertainty.
The Cover Crop Flexibility Act has been introduced in Congress, which would provide permanent flexibility, particularly for producers in the Northern Plains. North Dakota Farmers Union Director of Government Affairs, Matt Perdue, explains.
That would just eliminate that November 1 date. And so you would still be subject to some of the management practices and good stewardship practices that are expected. But at the same time, you would have that flexibility and wouldn't be subject to an arbitrary date. November 1 in North Dakota looks a lot different than November 1 in Oklahoma.
Producers aren't outright prohibited from haying or grazing before November 1st, but 65% of their Prevent plant indemnity would be lost. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.